Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, April 1st. In today's episode, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal sent to jail for 2 weeks. Congress gets relief in income tax case. Election Commission censures Congress's Supriya Srinath and BJP's Dilip Ghosh. Center versus opposition on Kachativu Island. And Israel's biggest anti-government protest amid war with Hamas. First up, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will spend the next 2 weeks in Delhi's Tihar Jail in the liquor policy case after his Enforcement Directorate custody ends today. A local court has sent him to a 15-day judicial custody. Though the ED did not seek further custody of the Aam Aadmi Party leader, they told the Rouse Avenue court they may require future custody if needed, adding that Mr. Kejriwal has been uncooperative so far. He has been giving evasive answers and he did not reveal the passwords of his digital devices, the ED told the court. In the copy of the remand petition accessed by NDTV, the agency said, and I quote, "The arrestee has even given false and contrary evidence vis-a-vis other members of the Aam Aadmi Party. When he was confronted with the statements given by his own party leaders, he called them confused," unquote. It further alleges that Mr. Kejriwal lied about his party members when confronted with evidence, including his relationship with Vijay Nair, a man which ED earlier called Mr. Kejriwal's right hand. The agency claims Mr. Kejriwal lied and said Mr. Nair was actually working for Atishi and Saurabh Bhardwaj, despite text conversations proving otherwise. ED attached a written statement by Mr. Nair proving their point. Responding to this, Aam Aadmi leader Jasmine Shah questioned the ED, quote, "When first questioned, Mr. Nair had said he reported to Atishi and Saurabh Bhardwaj. So after these 2 years, why has the ED presented this now? It is because the BJP has realized jailing Arvind Kejriwal will not shut down Aam Aadmi Party. So they are now presenting these two names as well," unquote. Before heading to jail, the court allowed Mr. Kejriwal to meet with his wife, Sunita Kejriwal, and Aam Aadmi Party leaders Atishi and Saurabh Bhardwaj. As he was being escorted outside the court, Mr. Kejriwal told reporters, and I quote, "What Prime Minister Modi is doing is not good for the country," unquote. Next, updates from the upcoming Lok Sabha election. In a major relief for the Congress party, the Income Tax Department has told the court there will be no coercive action against the party in case of ₹3,500 crore penalties till the elections are over. The court has agreed to hear the matter in July next. The Congress had approached the Supreme Court after it received notices from the Income Tax Department seeking payment of tax dues amounting to a whopping ₹3,567 crore. The opposition party has accused the ruling BJP of tax terrorism and alleged the Income Tax Department's move was an attempt to choke it financially in the run-up to the polls. During the joint opposition rally at Ram Leela Maidan in Delhi on Sunday, the party claimed this was disrupting the level playing field for the polls and also urged the Election Commission to intervene. Earlier, tax authorities withdrew a sum of ₹135 crore from the party's accounts for dues from previous years. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the Tax Department, told a bench led by Justice B.V. Nagaratna today that the central agency will take no coercive action against the opposition party during the polls. Meanwhile, Shahid Siddiqui, the national vice president of the Jayant Chaudhary-led Rashtriya Lok Dal, has resigned from the primary membership of the party following its merger with the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Announcing his resignation on X, Mr. Siddiqui wrote, quote, "He cannot silently watch the undermining of all the institutions which have united and made India one of the greatest nations in the world," unquote. And the Election Commission has censured Mr. Dilip Ghosh and Ms. Supriya Srinath for derogatory remarks against the dignity of women. Following Ms. Srinath's derogatory Instagram post on BJP candidate Kangana Ranaut and Mr. Ghosh's problematic comments on Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the Election Commission received several complaints against the two for violating the Moral Code of Conduct. The two leaders have been warned to remain careful in public utterances during the Moral Code of Conduct period. Next, launching a fresh attack against the opposition alliance, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Congress had callously handed over a tiny island to Sri Lanka. PM Modi posted on X, quote, "Eye-opening and startling. New facts reveal how Congress callously gave away Kachativu. This has angered every Indian and reaffirmed in people's mind. We can't ever trust Congress," unquote. The small island, 33 kilometers from Rameshwaram, has been a spot of bother for Indian fisherfolk for ages, who often face action by Sri Lankan authorities for trespassing. It was signed as Sri Lankan territory in 1974 in the India-Sri Lanka Maritime Agreement. Many DMK leaders called it an unholy agreement for years. Last year, ahead of Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe's visit to India, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin had written to PM Modi, asking the matter be discussed. Now, as revealed in MEA documents, accessed after an RTI filed by Tamil Nadu BJP President K. Annamalai, DMK was fully aware of the pact. It shows that on June 19, 1974, the then Foreign Secretary Keval Singh, accompanied by Director Historical Division B.K. Basu, called on the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Karunanidhi at the Secretariat Conference Room in what was then Madras to brief the latter of the deal and returned with his, quote, general acceptance of it. Addressing the matter, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said the island was a nuisance for former Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. He added that giving up fishing rights resulted in multiple fishermen bearing the brunt of Sri Lankan authority action. In response, Congress leader P. Chidambaram referred to another government RTI response from 2015, which, quote, justified the circumstances under which India acknowledged that a small island belonged to Sri Lanka. He also added that many trespassers were taken by Sri Lanka, just as India captured Sri Lankan fisherfolk on its territory. And Mr. Jaishankar has witnessed negotiations for these. Mr. Chidambaram asked, and I quote, why is the foreign minister and his ministry doing a somersault now? How quickly can people change colours? From a suave, liberal foreign service officer to a smart foreign secretary to a mouthpiece of the RSS BJP. Life and times of Mr. Jaishankar will be recorded in the annals of acrobatic sports, unquote. Mr. Chidambaram said the pact between India and Sri Lanka helped Tamil refugees from the island come and settle in India. Quote, why did Indira Gandhi acknowledge that it belonged to Sri Lanka? Millions of Tamils, as many as 6 lakh Tamils, were suffering in Sri Lanka. They had to come to India as refugees and settle here. As a result of this settlement, 6 lakh Tamils came to India. They have lived in this country for the last 50 years. Their families are also here. They enjoy freedom. Unquote. Breaking from breaking news, in a shocking case of misdiagnosis, a 24-year-old woman in the UK was told by doctors that she was pregnant when she had ovarian cancer. According to BBC, Emma College visited a doctor in February of 2022 after experiencing bloating and frequent toilet visits. She thought it was probably due to allergies or irritable bowel syndrome. Doctors told her she had a bloated stomach because she was pregnant. But her pregnancy results were all negative. Ms. College said, quote, I know people say don't Google it, but when I Googled my symptoms, it always said that ovarian cancer is found in people mostly aged 50 and over, unquote, which was unfortunately later confirmed in her tests. Now, after several surgeries and chemotherapy, she is living a normal life again and raising awareness about the disease. Now back to news. Israel's unrelenting Gaza offensive has resulted in the largest anti-government protest in the country since the Israel-Hamas war began. Thousands gathered outside the parliament building in Jerusalem on Sunday, carrying placards against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and filled the streets with slogans against the regime. According to Israel, more than 1,400 Israelis have died since October 7th, when the war kicked off with a Hamas attack, mostly soldiers. According to Palestine Health Ministry, over 30,000 people have been killed in the Gaza war, mostly civilians, including women and children. The protesters demanded an immediate deal to free about 130 Israeli hostages still held in Gaza by Hamas. An unknown number of them are presumed dead. The protesters fear that many more will die if the war drags on without a deal. Many protesters blame Netanyahu for security lapses, which led to the Hamas attack. In fact, in September last year, there were massive protests against Mr. Netanyahu regarding his proposal to change certain judicial procedures in Israel. According to the BBC, the protesters and Mr. Netanyahu's critics in countries that otherwise support Israel believe that enemies of democracy are already in his government, a coalition that depends on the support of ultra-nationalist Jewish parties. And lastly, India's defense exports are reaching new heights. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh posted on X today, quote, delighted to inform everyone that the Indian defense exports have scaled to unprecedented heights and crossed rupees 21,000 crore mark for the first time in the history of independent India. India's defense exports have reached to the level of rupees 21,083 crore in the financial year 2023-24, which is a spectacular growth of 32.5% over the previous fiscal year, unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.